It's MidAtlanticLegends.com. I'm Wally Raybon, and honored to have on the phone with me one of the original Four Horsemen, the Enforcer, Arn Anderson. Talking to him tonight from Charlotte. Arn, what's going on tonight?
Hey, Wally, what's going on, man?
Man, I'm excited, man. We're just a few weeks away from that Thanksgiving weekend Mid-Atlantic Wrestling Legends Fan Fest in Charlotte, man. Are you ready?
Let me tell you, you're not as excited as I am. I did this last year, and I haven't had that much fun in just, a couple-day period, and I don't know when. You know, it goes back to an era when, things were a little different in the business. Not to say it was better or worse, but just different, and it goes back to, just when I was in the thick of things and wrestling and legends that came before me, and I'm just honored to see those guys myself. I'm like a fan at this thing myself.
Friday, November 26th through Sunday, November 28th, three huge days, more than 40 wrestling superstars from the Mid-Atlantic Jim Crockett era. It's going to be at the University Place Hilton in Charlotte. I understand Dusty Rhodes and Harley Race is going to be there, plus former Four Horsemen members Tully Blanchard, Ole Anderson, and J.J. Dillon. Man, that's going to be wild, man.
Yeah, it's incredible, Still working in the business, and going forward is one thing, but you want to go back to a time when you were heavily involved. I do, and JJ and Tully and Ole, I'm going to get to sit down and visit with those guys. It's going to be a hell of a rush for me. I'm really going to enjoy living those old times and going back to the Horseman days, and we'll get to share some of those stories with the fans and hopefully sit down and just shoot the breeze with people and go back to a different time.
Now, speaking of sharing stories with the fans, I just finished your book, which was awesome, I might add. It's called Arn Anderson Forever, A Look Behind the Curtain. Now, where can fans get this book? Can they get it online anywhere?
Well, they can get it online at Amazon, but more importantly, there are going to be some available. There'll be a small stock available at this event, and anyone that gets a hold of one, I'll be happy to sign it, whether it's during the session, after the session, or whatever the deal is. And I want to be interested to see, if they enjoy the read or whatever the deal is. I will have some there, and they'll be able to get them. And there you go.
You will be on the autograph stage with the other horsemen on Saturday, so that's a chance for fans to meet you guys and get your autograph and just share some memories with you legends.
Well, Wally, just like meeting yourself and I'm a fan of what you do. It's not easy being on that stick every night.
Oh, that's right.
You got to be fresh. You got to be new. You got to be entertaining. What we do is very, very hard. And the reality is Tully, myself, JJ, and Ole, as well as Rick, we all gelled together in a time. We're going to get to be back together and relive some of those stories and everything. And plus, I'm going to get to, believe it or not, Wally, I've never met Jack Briscoe.
Get out of here.
Jack Briscoe is going to be there.
Wow.
Harley Race is a good friend of mine. And there's people that are going to be at this thing that I've never met. I'm going to be falling all over myself to meet, Jack Briscoe, because he was one of the guys, that former world champion, that kind of set the standard. And one of those that I tried to uphold, never being world champion, I just feel like those top guys, Harley Race, Jack Briscoe, Jerry Briscoe, Ric Flair, all those guys kind of set the standard for our business, and I wanted to fall in line and try to carry that torch forward, and I just look forward to meeting them.
I went to a show at Raleigh Civic Center, I guess it was 1982, maybe 81, I was 11 or 12 years old, and Roddy Piper lost a match to Jack Briscoe and then got stabbed by a fan.
Wow.
You remember that?
No, well, I started, and matter of fact, my first year in the business was 1982.
Okay, so, great year for wrestling, too.
I started around the Atlanta area, so I wouldn't have seen that, but I know the story.
Yeah, great year for wrestling, man. I love watching these old tapes with you guys, man.
Well, hey, I was the biggest fan that ever was, Wally. I don't mind telling you. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm very proud of the fact that I was a fan. I grew up on this. I got an 8-year-old and a 19-year-old, and they grew up on this business, and I took them because I wanted them to see the evolution of the business and how hard it is, because we're not seasonal, we're not regional, We go all over the world, and we go 365 days a year. I wanted them to see how hard it was, but I also wanted them to enjoy the pleasure of just seeing what a wonderful way we make a living, and the fans make it that way. And last year, the one thing I enjoyed, Wally, more than anything, just like I enjoy the fact that I get to meet guys like yourself who enjoy our business, was getting to see those fans who I saw from afar all those years. I'll get to see them and shake their hand, hug their neck up close, and that makes it personal for me, and it kind of ties all the loose ends up.